Senate Democrats are blocking a funding bill that would also restrict President Obama's executive actions on immigration. Johnson is the chair of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee.
The absolute worst case scenario would be, you know, partial shutdown of the department, where, you know, somewhere maybe up to 15% would be furloughed and the rest 85% would have to work without pay. I mean, I don't want to see that result.
Johnson wants the president to suspend his executive order on immigration for a full fiscal year now that a federal judge has ruled against it.
President Obama and Secretary Johnson could end this overnight if they would just acknowledge that, you know, a court has now ruled their executive actions is unlawful.
The senator says even if a compromise is reached in the Senate, there's no guarantee it can pass the House. I'm Glenn Mobley for Wisconsin Public Radio News.